Don't Stop, a Matt Foggy explicit fic written by Marv with a V and read by 42 Do Not Panic. Summary. With guests arriving for Christmas Day, Anna suggests that Matt share Foggy's bed for the night. That's fine. Normal in fact, nothing's going to happen. Right?
I don't need you to feel sorry for me.
That's what Matt said the first time Foggy invited him for Christmas. He didn't. He didn't feel sorry for him. That wasn't the problem at all. He did feel things for Matt, but sorry wasn't it. Not even close. In fact, if Foggy Nelson felt sorry for anyone, it was himself. He wasn't a self-pitying person, at least until his mother pointed out that with guests arriving in the morning and with Santa coming tonight. No, he, Theo, and Candace hadn't outgrown leaving out milk and cookies for Santa at their grown-up sounding ages. It just wasn't practical for his college roommate to continue sleeping on the sofa in the living room. Foggy wouldn't mind sharing with him, right? He wouldn't. He wouldn't mind sharing his bed with Matt. It was big enough for two, after all, and Matt didn't take up much space. He was pretty wiry, especially when compared with Foggy and Theo's stockier builds. Sharing with Matt wasn't the problem. Feeling sorry for Matt wasn't the problem either. The problem, as Foggy saw it, was that he'd had a crush on Matt for a few months now, and as much as he told himself that it was just Matt's hotness affecting him, it would go away when he got used to him, there was something about climbing into bed with a guy that didn't exactly scream platonic. But Matt clearly wasn't thinking along those lines. He had lied down and went to sleep fairly quickly with a minimum of tossing and turning and talking. Foggy only wished it was that easy for himself. He was hyper-conscious of Matt's presence. He was so close that Foggy could feel his warmth at his back, and he closed his eyes, willing himself to sleep, trying desperately to ignore the way everything in his chest tightened, the feeling of Matt's breath against the back of his neck making all his nerves tingle, his desire rising, surging through his veins. Foggy stiffened as Matt whimpered softly in his sleep and snuggled closer, an arm curling around Foggy's middle and making his breath catch. He gave a shaky exhale and nearly choked on his tongue when he felt Matt move behind him, a hard cock pressing suddenly against his ass. Foggy froze as Matt ground against him, soft gasps falling from his own lips as his roommate gave a desperate whine. Foggy was torn between dizzying pleasure and a fierce rush of desire, and the realization that no matter what Matt made him feel, he had to be the good guy here, even when that meant not letting his roommate dry hump him into blissful oblivion. "Dude," Foggy muttered, throwing an elbow back into Matt's ribs, waking him up. "You're like rubbing right up against my ass." Matt groaned and shifted away from him. "Sorry, I'll stop."
"Don't stop," Foggy muttered before he even realized he'd said it.
"Don't stop," Matt repeated quietly, his voice a whisper of temptation in Foggy's ear. "I mean, if you..." Foggy just couldn't finish the sentence. He felt strangely breathless, dizzy with the thought of how tantalizingly close Matt was to doing the very thing he dreamed about him doing for months, fucking him senseless. He couldn't ask him to do that, right? It was so crossing a line. Did he care enough about that to tell him to stop talking and go back to sleep? The rapid hardening of his own cock told him the answer. "No." "Foggy," Matt muttered temptingly. "Do you want me to stop?" "No," Foggy admitted against his better judgment. "Just... more." "More," Matt repeated almost teasingly, and Foggy groaned into his pillow as Matt moved and ground against his ass with purpose and intention this time. Things happened pretty quickly after that. There was a scramble for lube and the covers got thrown on the floor along with Foggy's pajamas and Matt's sweats and t-shirt. It was all happening so quickly that he hardly had time to think. He rolled onto all fours, knowing how he wanted it to be. Quick and quiet, so that he could tell himself it was a dream when Matt didn't want to talk about it later. Then a warm, wet finger, gentler than Foggy had been expecting, pressed against his opening and slipped inside him. He gasped quite helplessly, biting back a moan on that single digit circling his rim and pressing deeper. Foggy bit back a moan of want and whispered the words again. Matt's word. "More." Matt gave a low, approving hum and slipped a second finger alongside the first. Foggy panted desperately and ground back against Matt's hand,
craving fullness and friction and more of everything, more of Matt. He needed more than his finger inside him, and he clenched impatiently as Matt added a third finger and spread his other digits wide, making Foggy whimper at the burning stretch that he'd surely feel tomorrow. "You're doing so well, Fogg," Matt murmured, slowly withdrawing his fingers and sounding almost as breathless as Foggy felt. "Tell me when you're ready, okay?" "Yeah," Foggy mumbled, rolling onto his side and then his back so that he could look up at Matt. "Yeah, okay, just kiss me first." He didn't mean to sound so needy when he said it, and he blushed self-consciously when Matt seemed to ignore the request, merely slipping his hand underneath Foggy's thigh and encouraging him to draw his knees up to his chest. Foggy sighed, feeling a sense of letdown, but then Matt leaned over him and kissed him with all the tender sweetness he craved, and his eyelids fluttered closed, blissful contentment sweeping through him at the feeling of Matt's lips pressed against his mouth. He clung to Matt, but his roommate pulled away, breaking the kiss. Foggy blinked and looked up at him, realizing that he wanted Matt to take him this way. He wanted to look at him while Matt completely took him apart. His roommate seemed to be some kind of mind reader, because Matt let him have that. He pressed the hard, wet tip of his cock against Foggy's opening, reaching him so carefully that Foggy whined, needing more. Matt took him slowly, sliding inside him inch by thick inch, and Foggy shifted restlessly as his roommate bottomed out, his balls resting heavy and hot against Foggy's ass. With that thick length pushed inside him, he struggled to remember how to breathe normally, all his muscles instinctively rejecting the intrusion that set all his nerves alight, pressure dancing across his senses in the form of delicious, wonderful fullness. Matt rocked his hips, and Foggy gasped and made a low, blissful sound. "Stop me if it's too much," Matt whispered, and Foggy hummed in breathless, heavy contentment, already knowing that he wouldn't. Matt leaned over him, pressed a second, sweet kiss to his lips, a tender apology for the intensity that was coming. Scarcely had Matt parted from Froggy's lips before he started thrusting, stunned with punishing, relentless pace that had the headboard banging against the wall. Everyone would hear it, and Foggy couldn't find it in himself to care. He moaned wantonly, shamelessly, not caring about anything except the thick cock driving inside him again and again, winding his own desire higher. It was fast. It was so fast. Matt was intense, and Foggy reached the edge of blissful oblivion too quickly. He gritted his teeth and clenched, a desperate whine escaping him, not wanting it to be over. Not yet. But he couldn't hold out much longer, and he whispered breathlessly, Matt, I'm gonna come. Gentle fingers combed through his hair, tugging at the ends slightly as Matt pressed a sweet, reassuring kiss to Foggy's forehead, lingering against his skin for a moment before he doubled down, pounding him into the mattress. Foggy made soft, cut-off whines and whimpers on every thrust, unable to keep the sound from escaping. He clenched the bedsheets in his hand, trying to hold out a little longer, but it was of little use. He hurtled towards the edge, and then he was gone, tipping over it with a moan. He came hard, clenching around Matt's still pistoning cock as hot, sticky wetness spurted out of him. He whimpered as Matt kept going, prolonging his pleasure and breathing deeply as if the mass streaking Foggy's stomach was the best thing he'd ever smelled. Foggy drew him into a desperate kiss as Matt groaned and stilled, spilling himself inside him and making Foggy tremble, all his muscles quivering as Matt collapsed against him, sweaty and spent. Foggy held him close in the warm, sleepy afterglow. If the blaring of the TV from the living room was any indication, his parents had heard everything. He'd be on the naughty list when Santa came knocking tomorrow, and he didn't care. Christmas had come early this year.